This week's parsha, Parshas Vayetzeh, begins with Yaakov sleeping on what he'll later find out is Har HaMoriah. He is on his way from his home. We know from the Medrash that he stopped off by Yeshiva Shem Be'Ever for 14 years, and he's on his way to fulfill the request of his parents to go to Padan Aram, to Lavan's house, to find himself a wife. And on the way, he falls asleep, it says, and when he wakes up, he's in a state of shock, and he says, I didn't know where this was, I didn't know that this was a mountain, that this was this mountain. And he takes the rock, which had formed under his head, you know, it was originally 12 stones, and it became one stone, and he takes that rock, and he builds a mizbeach to Hashem. The Sefer Darash Moshe learns a tremendous lesson from the fact that Yaakov slept that night on the mountain, on Makom HaMikdash. We see that many things happened almost to compel him to go to sleep. For example, we know that the sun set early. He left with plenty of time to make it to Padan Aram. He should have been able to get there, and all of a sudden the sun set. The stones turned into joined together to turn into a pillow for his head. It just seems like he was almost compelled to sleep there. And what the Darash Moshe learns from this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guiding him, and therefore us, on the proper way to act. When Yaakov was in the yeshiva of Shem Va'Ever, it says that he didn't sleep for the 14 years he was there. We learn this from the fact that it says that he slept on that night. When it emphasizes that he slept on that night, what it's telling us is, but all the other nights before, for the 14 years he was in yeshiva, he hadn't slept. He had managed to survive without any gashmias at all. But the Torah was not given to malachim. It wasn't given to angels. It was given to man, to people who do have to eat and do have to sleep and do have to take care of their bodies. And perhaps what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Yaakov and show us is that we are forced to spend time on our physical needs. And when we do so with the intent and the thought process that I'm doing this in order to fulfill my spiritual tasks, then the time that we spend on the physical task is not just not wasted time, meaning that we are not wasting time by spending time on taking care of ourselves physically, but those physical actions turn into spiritual actions and they're counted as a spiritual investment. We see this halachically. We see that the kedusha of a beis haknesses, of a shul, is less than that of a beis medrash. Meaning on the hierarchy of which place is holier, a beis medrash where someone learns is holier than a beis knesses. However, it's usur to eat in a shul, while it's mutter to eat in a yeshiva or in a beis medrash. Although today it's not so relevant because every shul is also a beis medrash. But when a shul was only used to daven in, we're not supposed to eat there. But in a beis medrash, where there's Torah learning, you are allowed to eat and even to sleep. Why? Because to learn properly, you need to eat and you need to sleep. And therefore, the eating and the sleeping become part of the learning. So what do you do in a yeshiva? What do you do in a beis medrash? You learn. And the eating and sleeping, which allows us to learn, becomes part of the learning. And therefore, of course, a person is allowed to do it inside the beis medrash. When Yaakov woke up and he realized he had slept on Har HaMoriah, he said, I didn't know it was this place. If I had known, I wouldn't have slept. But the Darash Moshe explains his words differently, and he says that what he was really saying was that after I saw how many things happened so that I should sleep on this place, and then he also recognized the tremendous nevuah that he got during the sleep, because this is when he had the vision of the malachim going up and down the ladder. So he realized that indeed the sleep and with that, we could say, and the food and all the gashmias that is necessary for being able to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem is an important component of life. Now, you know, I'm saying this and I'm qualifying it by saying that what Yaakov asked for was a beged lilbash. He was asking for enough clothing to wear and enough food to eat. We're not talking about lavish gashmias. But even the bare minimums of gashmias is all part of my ruchnias and part of my spirituality. Hashem gave the Torah to people, and he knows that we are people and that there are things that we need to do as people. What Yaakov was saying, according to the Darash Moshe, was, I didn't know this piece, that the gashmias is essential if it's used for the ruchnias, that my physicality, my material side, becomes part of my spiritual side. With my old understanding, I wouldn't have slept. But now that I have this new information, with the insight that I have, I know that not only could I have slept, but it was important for me to sleep. He took the stone that he had used for a pillow around his head, which would seem again to be a very materialistic thing, and he said, "Va'even hazais, this specific stone, asher samti matseva, yeah beis elokim. This stone that I slept on is also part of beis elokim. It becomes part of the beis Hashem, of the house of Hashem. Meaning, it's not only when I'm involved in Torah mitzvot, but when I'm involved in physical actions that, but the physical actions that lead me to serve Hashem better, that those physical actions also become part of beis Hashem." This helps us understand what I think is one of our biggest challenges in our Avodas Hashem, in our work. Because it seems like, when we understand it correctly, our entire eternity is going to be based on our Torah and mitzvot in this world. Anything good that I do in this world, that's what I take with me for eternity. My material stuff, my physical stuff, that stays behind. And it would therefore seem to make sense that I should be spending most of my time and energy on my spirituality. And yet, Hashem put me in a body that needs so much of our time and attention. It's frustrating to have this knowledge that there's an eternity ahead of me, and that my body is not going to be accompanying me. And yet my body needs to eat, and my body needs to sleep, and to cook, and to shop, and to exercise, and to work so that it has the money to buy a house to sleep in, and the clothing to wear, and the food to eat. And if we make an accounting of the amount of time and energy that we invest in our very transient bodies that Hashem gave us, and that he didn't really give us a choice because he gave me this goof, this body that needs all that, it's hard to understand it. Why shouldn't I be able to take a pill every morning that will give me the nutrients that I need, and I won't have to cook, and I won't have to shop, and we won't have to plant? Why is there so much time that is necessary? Why do I need to sleep for 6, 7, 8 hours a night? Why can't we sleep for 1 hour a night and be refreshed? And 23 hours a day we could work. And we, like Yaakov, have to come to a place of recognition that when it's done correctly, the pillow is also Beis Hashem. So is the bed and even the cup of coffee in the morning that will make me a better mother to my children, who also take up so much of my time. And it's not just the chinuch that takes the time, but the laundry and the Lego and the parks and the new shoes, and especially the laundry, is very transient, meaning it doesn't even last the day. So what is this? And if we have the right intentions before, during, after. I'm doing all this, and now we don't have to think this every time I drink a cup of coffee, otherwise we may not be normal. But once in a while, to stop and take a look at my life and say, my focus is indeed to become a better person. But I have to take care of my guf so it will be a good vessel to serve Hashem. I'm sleeping so I don't fall apart, so I can be a better person, so I can work on my midos, because when I don't sleep, I don't have emotional energy, and then I'm not such a good person. So I'm going to sleep now. And again, I'm not saying this every time before I go to sleep, but to think about it once in a while, that the reason I sleep is not just to take care of my guf, it's to take care of my guf so it can house my neshama, so I can become a better person. A good breakfast and the clothing that we wear and the houses that we sleep in, these are all vehicles of serving Hashem. And when they become vehicles of serving Hashem, then Yaakov says, then it's okay to sleep here in this place. And if we don't give ourselves our time, the time to do it, Hashem may even force it to happen.